So we've got Julia from the library, and she's going to talk about how much training she's done for the Liberian Sprint.
Morning, David. How much training have I done? I actually went out for the first run I've had in ages on New Year's Day, so who knows? But no, last time I was in the only Tengi Beach Day races, I was on a horse.
Oh, you were on a horse?
Yeah, slow horse, but I was there.
I've been involved with some slow horses.
Yeah.
And there's another part that goes with that, but I won't say it. So what have we got today? There's some big books you've got there.
Yeah. I brought in, what have I got? I've got three graphic novels, you meant to call them these days, although I still think of them as comics because I learnt to read on comics. But, of course, it's not just for kids these days. If anyone's into graphic novels, I mean, I brought in a couple of my favourite authors. Love and Rockets. This is by Jamie Hernandez. So if you're wanting some beautifully written and beautifully depicted comics, then definitely have a look at pretty much anything by the Hernandez brothers, because they do some really deep, amazing stuff. I would say it's not for kids, so definitely not for kids. No, this is adult stuff. So,
yes. It's called, there's Maggie the Mechanic, Love and Rockets book, and oh my goodness, on the cover. Ooh.
Isn't she stunning?
She is stunning.
Yeah, it's most beautiful, just black and white depictions, and really.
The drawings and the artwork is unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the stories get quite deep. They can sometimes be light. They can also be pretty heavy. It's very, very human condition. But the characters are just so well depicted. And Jamie Hernandez, he's been working on this world for a really long time now. I mean, I've been reading Love and Rockets since I was, must have been over 20 years now. So, yeah.
Oh, you must have started when you were a baby.
Thank you for saying that, yeah.
So, this is actually amazing. I've never seen books like this. I mean, I saw comics when I was little, although I wasn't allowed to read them.
Really?
No.
Terrible. I learnt to read on comics. I learnt to read on Donald Duck and Asterix and Tintin.
I had to learn with books.
Yeah, I use some of those too.
I took to the librarian. I took to the librarian. I felt like it sometimes. I was taken to the library when I was little.
Yeah.
And I was shown real books.
Yeah, no we had those as well. But we had basically we had anything that we could read, basically. Right. So yeah.
However, I tell a lie. My mother was English and I did have the Eagle comic.
Don't know Eagle
and
comic.
Eagle was a comic. Roy of the Rovers was in it, but that was high level stuff.
Oh, okay, yep.
It wasn't your American trash.
Well, a lot of it gets quite literary. This one I've got here is called Hicksville, and it's by Dylan Horrocks, and he's a Kiwi. This is effectively a love letter to the comics genre itself. So he talks about identity and homecoming, and that stories are taonga. So it's a New Zealand story, and about in a sense how we return home, and if you stay away from home or you leave it because you effectively lose your own identity, then it can be very hard to return home, and you may not return it at all. But it's just an absolutely stunning work, Hicksville. So I really recommend it for anyone who's not sure about, you know, how comics are relevant in the New Zealand context.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still looking at this.
The Love and Rockets.
Love and Rockets.
Yeah.
And some of the people are dressed like they're either speed skaters or they're doing the luge.
Yep.
And then there's a group of women playing on a pool table.
Mm.
One's got a golf club and one's got a croquet mallet.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Sounds fun.
It's great. It gets pretty heavy duty, but I mean it's quirky. It's above all, it's brilliant. Yeah. The other one I've got here, this is, it's Macbeth. in a graphic novel form. Wow. So if you didn't want to wade through the Shakespeare, but you want to know what's going on, just flick through the graphic novel for Macbeth, and we've got that in our quick read section. So the quick reads are basically readers for people who might be working on their English if they're second language learners, or they might be wanting to up their vocabulary, or they just don't want to get into anything hefty. And they often come with CDs in the back as well, so you can listen to the story as you go along. Yeah.
This is a really, really good... We used to have things called classic comics.
Yep.
When I was a kid.
Oh, and this that's is a sort right. Of a bit this like, is an updated version like of your that. Classic comics. But yeah, I remember those. You had like Around the World in 80 Days. Yeah. And
This has got It's got a glossary. Tells you what the words mean.
Yep.
It's got a CD. It's got place for notes. Don't write in it if it's a library copy. Famous quotes. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Ooh, not bad for a comic,
it's
eh?
Really good. Out, damn spot, out, I say. That was the blood that she imagined,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Not the bad dog, no. Not the bad dog.
No. No, not the bad dog. Oh, this is amazing. Out, out, brief candle, life is but a walking shadow, a poor... Oh, I love Shakespeare.
Isn't it great? Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But this is... And then there's a map of the characters, and there's more quotations, major characters.
Yeah, it really helps having a map of the characters, because that's one of the things with Shakespeare, as I find a bit tricky, is trying to figure out...
who's who?
Who's who, because I was watching through DVD of Coriolanus the other night, and I had to sort of stop and go back and think about what the heck was going on, and yeah.
Only real... Shakespeare nerds bother with that one.
Really? Okay. So. Well, it's the Ralph Fiennes one, and I thought it was good. It was pretty gory, but it was great, so yeah.
This, if you had to study Macbeth at school, I think that would be perfect.
That would be
because
brilliant, yeah.
It can be very hard. Yeah. I was taught Macbeth to begin, not Macbeth, Shakespeare. Mm. People in the class had to read it.
Right.
And, oh, my goodness, nobody wanted to do it. Then we had a teacher who showed us films of the plays. And
which
that was
helps,
even better.
Yeah.
But I must admit I was a bit of a Shakespeare nerd at school, yeah. Which didn't go down well with most people. But this would be fabulous for somebody.
It's brilliant.
I mean, I'd really like to...
Well, we've
I mean,
got
I'm
a whole,
sure
we've
I'd find things in here that I didn't even realise.
Yeah, no, we've got a collection. So there's also Romeo and Juliet in it at the moment. So I didn't do a huge stock take of every one that we have. But the thing is that if we don't have the one that you're looking for, we can probably order it in from another library for you. Remember, it's 55 libraries across the Auckland Super City.
I am just quite honestly...
Yeah.
Bowled over by how good this would be for somebody.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was in those days. It was accessible. People went along. It was this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just that we've kept the language.
Yeah,
and that makes it hard for some people.
Absolutely.
But this...
Yeah, a picture tells a thousand words.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow. I'm learning stuff today. See, always ask a librarian.
You never know.
I always say if you want to make a librarian smile, ask him or her a question.
We do like our questions. So, and as a matter of fact, we're going to be asking the community a few questions too, because we just set up a Facebook page, Waiheke Library's Facebook page. So come on and like us. Mm-hmm. And we also want to know, if you want to leave comments there, like what would you like to see on the page? At the moment, we're just putting on a few comments here and there about events and aspects of the different collections and stuff that we've going, but we'd really like to hear from users of the library about what you'd like to see on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So this is just another way of us reaching out and contacting different members of the community. So it's a dialogue. So come and talk to us on Facebook or come and talk to us in the library. It's all good. So
all different types of media these days. The social media. If you're not on it. Your old hat, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. So, and Facebook's been quite handy for a lot of things. I mean, I've used it to keep in touch with people from friends from overseas that I would never have kept in touch with otherwise. And now I can go online and say, hey, wow, look, you know, you're getting married. That's fantastic. You're in America, but I'm, you know, really thrilled for you anyway. And show us the photos.
Yeah, I keep track of my little, I've got some great niece and nephew, and it was really sad when they went overseas to live, but with their mum and everything. But they've had another baby, and I get to see all of that, and I get to keep track of my stepson in Queenstown and all sorts of, and some very clever sayings that one of my friends
Isn't it great?
Does.
The Nutters Club does a really good one too. So they have some really lovely little ones that they post up on that one. But and it's just so close to being in real time too. Yep. So
And you can, it's that instant kind of thing.
It is.
But
it is
really good for the library to do that, because you want to, I mean, it's really what the public want.
We want to know. So come on Facebook and let us know. At the moment, what was my last post? My last post that I put up there was about Tanya Batt, because Tanya Batt's really involved with the Bike Month.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. I love her. Oh. And on Tuesday, 10 o'clock, she's going to be in to do a special story time at the library, and I mean, I can't think of much better than a story time from Tanya Batt herself.
You want to come along yourself?
Oh, yeah.
She is just so stunning. Yeah. I love the way she's into bikes and frocks.
Yes, and at the same time.
Yes, she has the most. She turned up here last. Oh, was it last Sunday before or one day I was here? And, she was dressed just immaculately.
Yep.
Looks so lovely.
Oh, yeah, no, she's great. So, we're very lucky to have people like that.
And so she's going to do a kids' story.
Yeah, she is.
Tuesday?
Tuesday, 10 a.m. So twice a week we have story time. So this is for preschoolers, but I think the parents often enjoy it too. So come on up, rock up. And this one, it's going to be in along the theme of Bike Month. So
great.
Yeah. So definitely come along for that one.
Actually, there's a lot of bikes with motors on the island.
Yeah, the electric bikes. I've seen quite a few of those around. They look so handy.
Yeah. They actually had a race in them.
Really? Okay,
yeah, well, they were going to do it. They got guys to do one where they had to pedal without the motors, but they're thinking about doing one.
Okay. Yep.
Because they have a meeting every year, but it's getting bigger and bigger. So I think next year it's going to be a monster.
Right.
It'll be like the Onitangi beach races.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep. That would be the Onitangi bike races.
Yeah. And if you double a librarian, you get in for nothing or something.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. I'd go with that one. Yeah.
Or you double as a librarian.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Haven't seen many male librarians in my time. They got some over the city?
They do, yeah. I've worked with some really great guys over when I was working at Central. Wonderful people. So, just as good. So there we go.
Well, on the principle of asking a question, talking about graphic novels, which is what you've got.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, what is a gothic novel?
A gothic novel tends to be, I'm sort of thinking about the gothic genre sort of started way back in the, when would it have started? A couple of hundred years ago kind of thing, with women sweeping around in long dresses and fainting because someone looked at them sideways, or there was a funny whisper in the ear.
I thought they did that today, still.
Oh, apparently,
It happens with me.
Oh, okay. No, that's probably Twilight or something. Yes. The gothic novel tradition was just atmospheric, a little bit spooky, and
sort of a bit like Sherlock Holmes without the Sherlock Holmes.
It sort of started like way back in
was
the day.
Was it sort of haunted things? Or?
It could be haunted, yeah. Often was.
No,
I there was a mad person in the attic or.
We've all got. We've all got somebody on the family.
We're all our own gothic novel, really. So,
or we've got someone in the attic,
Oh, we are. We are our own attic some days. So,
okay. So that's what they're about. But that's really fabulous, those
yeah,
books.
Oh, no.
And have you talked about Hicksville?
Yeah. That was
the first one.
Dylan Horrocks one. So the Kiwi guy. But
And I love the... See, these drawings are more... the first one I looked at, the drawings are really like...
Very clear cut.
Very... These ones look a little bit more... They're not perfectly drawn. I mean, faces are squarish. And
he can do...
A bit like Dick Tracy.
Quite perfectly drawn. He's got a range that he can go through. So, you know, he's got his little almost stick figures. But then if you look at the cover, the way the woman's depicted on the cover, isn't she stunning?
It's beautifully drawn.
Yeah. So,
Could be you. There we are. Have we got a lighthouse on Waiheke we could...
Terry. There we go. Take me out to Terry or something. I don't know. But
comics will break your heart. That's what it says in here.
Yeah, that was a quote from, was it Jack Kirby, I think? Yeah, from back in the day, Jack Kirby. So he's one of the giants of the more, you know, like the Marvel and DC, like Batman and Spider-Man of a genre. But I think Dylan Horrocks, I think he might have drawn at some point for or been involved with that kind of side of things, which is why one of his characters, sort of like the, we'll call him sort of like the catalyst, not kind of a villain, I suppose, depending on which way you look at it, but he goes off and makes his fortune by drawing mega successful cartoons about superheroes punching each other, really. So
my brother-in-law used to read a comic, but they were private detectives.
Oh, okay.
But they were drawn as comics.
And they
were quite, I used to quite like them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a big comic. I sort of
read everything. So, you know, I'd read the back of the cereal box if it was there.
Yeah, I can be like that. But I'll try not to get involved because it will be another, along with design, my great-great-great-grandmother, fashion magazines, Van Morrison. I don't need another obsession. But it's amazing to look in there and see the history. I've got a friend who collects comics, and he's got some comics that are worth a lot of money.
Right, yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, some people can get really, really deep into the genre, and I think that's fantastic. So, you know, everyone's got their interests and everything.
That
so.
Would be my worry. I'd get really into it.
And, okay.
I've just got into Jane Austen again.
Right, I love Jane Austen.
And I watched a thing on the Arts Channel, Gosh, boy, how I put it down, didn't I? A documentary about this woman who had bought for her a likeness of Jane Austen, and she researched it because she's convinced it is Jane Austen. And they had all these experts, except one grumpy English woman, and she would not, I bet she was a librarian, she wouldn't accept.
Did she put her glasses down her nose and shush people?
Yeah. She wouldn't accept it was Jane Austen. So I've got her book on Jane Austen and a book by this other lady.
Yeah.
And I've got them at home. And I just get quite into it. I love the whole period of that. It was
But
of course, that was the people who were, I mean, they say they weren't very rich, but they were comparatively.
Well, comparatively speaking, if they could afford to have servants, then comparatively speaking, they acted like they weren't that wealthy.
Yeah. So I got a bit into Jane Austen, but I did get a courtesy reminder that one of the books is overdue, so I better start reading fast.
Yeah,
but no, I can get
Jane
into
Austen's
that,
still
know?
a big thing. So I mean, you get a lot of books coming in the library that they will be written using the characters from Jane Austen's work. So like A Death at Pemberley or something like that. So
there's a lot of there's a lot of documentaries about Jane Austen sort of acting out and things. I really love her books. I just adore
them.
Oh,
they're just lovely. I really enjoy them. I also, one of my favourites would have been the BBC adaptation of Pride and Prejudice too. So that was great. Miniseries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stunning. Well, thank you for coming in. That's lovely,
my pleasure.
Julia. Just the usual question I ask. How's the new library?
It's coming along. Yeah, it's looking really, really good. I had a walk through inside the other month, and I mean, it looks big from the outside, but it's just going to be stunning once we're inside.
You've been allowed inside it.
Yeah, that was a wee while ago now. So
they're letting librarians in it.
It's a bit scary, isn't it? Librarians in a library. I mean, what's next? But it's just looking. I mean, it's been really great seeing the panels go up as well. So
a lot of people have said it looks really big, but I'm not sure it's because of the big roof and everything.
Because there's a lot of work. I mean, that tall roof is to incorporate like the natural light and the natural air circulation and everything. Because we're trying to keep things, fairly low environmental footprint, and go with the whole natural light thing away from the fluorescent sort of side of things.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it's got a lovely flow through, like, they're still working on the courtyard at the moment, so I can just see how it's going to be able to open out onto that courtyard.
What we need is a coffee place.
I know. Yes.
I talked to my friend Brendan about that.
Yeah.
He's got the coffee cart down at the causeway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's missing today and it's not at the market.
Oh.
I missed my coffee on the way through. So I talked to him about that. I've laid the seed. We'll see what happens.
Well,
thanks, Julia, for coming in.
No worries. My pleasure.
And you're in on the second, not you, but a librarian's in on the second and fourth, is that correct?
I believe so.
That's right, because I do the second normally.
Okay.
But I'm doing the fourth just to fill in. So I get to see, I had Diane last.
I
got my two of my favourite librarians I've had in the studio.
Oh, Di's great fun.
And I asked Di lots of questions, and sometimes she frowned. But she answered the questions, but she just get her on the new library and she's off. It's exciting, and I'm so glad you guys worked on it during your lunch hours. I think that was marvelous. I suggested that to get it going.
Oh, thank
faster.
You for that.
So it was me that suggested it.
We'll remember that.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
That's really great.